we started moving backward. Maybe they had overrun the squad. We moved down the long side of the ridge, trying to keep our balance, hoping we wouldn't step on a mine or pull a tripwire. The voices were coming closer. A flare. We hit the dirt. We were on the other side of the ridge, and their line was coming up. They wouldn't come up too fast. They didn't know how many of us were on the ridge. I hope to God that they didn't know how many of us were on the ridge. I got off the ground as soon as I saw that they hadn't reached the top of the ridge. We had to get the hell out of there. There were paddies off to the left. They must have used the stream to water them. We'd never make it across the paddies. There was an overhang on the side of the ridge. I pointed toward it, and Pee-wee caught on. We reached the overhang and tried to back against it. It went deeper than we thought, and Pee-wee turned to me. I couldn't see his face, but I knew what he was thinking. We were backing into a Kong spider hole. Pee-wee turned and rammed his rifle into the hole. Nothing. He moved into it, and I heard him flail around. "Yo," he said, "it's cool." It's cool. Bullshit, it was cool. He knew it wasn't cool, and so did I. If it was a Kong hole, then they knew about it. It was better than the paddies, but it definitely wasn't cool. The spider hole was about a meter and a half all around and a meter deep. Once we climbed in it, we were just below ground level. It might have been cozy for one little Kong, but it wasn't made for me and Pee-wee. The grass in front of it was high. We had knocked some of it down, and Pee-wee was trying to get it to stand up. I felt around the hole. It felt like an open grave. "Pee-wee, maybe we should try to work our way back across the stream," I said. "No way, man," Pee-wee said. "There's a million of them out there." "Oh, God. They ain't taking me alive," Pee-wee said. "Me either." We waited. There weren't any voices at first. Then there were. The high sing-song grunting that was Vietnamese. What were they saying? A flare. The light terrified me. Pee-wee was in front of me, and I could feel his body tense. I had to force myself to keep my eyes open. We could see the light from the flare through the grass in front of the spider hole. If they had the guts to send up a flare, it had to be a damn battalion of them. I pulled myself into as tight a ball as I could. More voices. Hide and go seek. They were looking for us. Were they confused? I could see them walking down the ridge. If I were a sniper, I could pick one of them off easily. They were looking toward the paddies. Most of them didn't even crouch. They knew they had the numbers. As the light from the flare died, the darkness seemed to eat their bodies. Black. The voices went past. What had happened to the squad? Were they on the bank of the stream? Were they down? I had one arm around Pee-wee. I held him close. There was nothing to talk about. We couldn't tell where the voices were coming from. We couldn't leave.